The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Motivation and Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and download and check it out, our winner circle. Now, this is a product that I've worked on here on and off here at the Fiorello Barbell Company Stone and Steel Yard. It's been my principal go-to for the past 15 years. If you love stuff like high shrugs, dips, pullovers, sandbag work, power rack work, dead stop squatting, stone work. I think I said high shrugs. If I didn't, well, you'll be introduced to them. Philosophy of training. It's all there. And it's a very reasonably priced product. I mean, you've got 12, they're basically all audio, but these will bring you right from the very beginning when I started, right to where I am at the power rack. And if you get this product right now, I'm going to give you two great things. Number one, you'll get a 13th module called The Stewards of Strength, The Gatekeepers. When you want to talk about physical culture, you're going to hear my version of it for around 20 minutes. Each one is a minimum of 30 minutes long. You get 12 of them. I mean, that is a lot of information. And I know people said to me, well, what about video? Well, video will come. But if you're not educated, all you're going to do is jump to video. I know, because I've done it multiple times. So that is a big thing. So I don't think there's anything out in the market that's going to match that either. And I want to tell you something right now. We have four of the best, not only on the show, but you're going to get an opportunity. If you're one of the four people that buy this product, we have four people that you'll get an hour of their time with to talk to about training. First of all, our great stone lifting friend Martin Janziks from Scotland. David Whitley, everyone knows him. He is a master bender. Not only that, if you've been watching him lately on YouTube, he's cracking coconuts now with his hand. Okay, you got Douglas Graham, a UK. This guy is mobility on top of mobility. He can get you back from whatever you're suffering from, and he really, really specializes in people that are on a keyboard, computer all day, that end up having all kinds of problems from sitting. One woman he just straightened out in his neck of the woods, her right shoulder, believe it or not, was higher than her left, and this was all due to posture. This was all due to how she worked at her job in a cubicle. So, and then we've got our good, good friend on, Dr. William Wong. I know the feedback I get from him. I got a thing from John Patrick the other day. Said he goes, you've got great guests on with you. He goes, there's nobody like Dr. Wong. He says, when you post that he's either coming on or he's got a new show, he says, the minute I hear it, he goes, I don't wait. I go and get it. So you can even get some time with Dr. Wong to sit down. You know he's got the best supplements out there. I mean, if you sit and pick his brain for however long, usually you do an hour with everybody, just think of the information you're going to get alone, and you're going to get to meet somebody and speak to somebody rather than send notes back and forth. And I guarantee you, you will like speaking to these four gentlemen. So go out to Fiorella Barbell Co., get the winner's circle, change your life, stomp old age right out of you. And I mean that right out of you. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, just look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done in the last 2 years. That's what I'm saying, everybody. This show is an encyclopedia of knowledge. We've cut down a lot on it because of business, because of different things I'm doing, and I just cannot do 9 to 15 anymore. And to be honest with you, there's other things that are much more pressing right now, but this is very pressing too. And as I said, this is going to be a national radio show before you know it, and we aren't going to be asking for this, that, and the other thing. Also, too, donations, very, very important. It seems like everybody else asked for donations, and I figured, hey, this is a big nut every month. I'm getting near the end of my $80,000 life savings. We have helped multiple people. You know, every month we get closer and closer to 30,000 downloads already in a little over 2 years, which is phenomenal. So if you go out to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com, we are working diligently to raise $1,000 a month through donations, and we're going to keep asking for them because we put out, I believe, the best product out there, and I'm not just saying it. I'm getting it from all over the place. So don't hesitate. Donate. Help us out so we can keep this thing going in these lean times as we keep building, building, and building, and I thank you very much for it. Like I said, oh, one other thing. Don't forget two of the new pages that I've put up. Etched in Stone is just blowing out with the stuff coming in, and I thank everybody for that. And I've just created Etched in Stone for Kids, which is already starting to gain traction. Now, this is going to be very big because by the end of the summer, I'm going to have a product out that no one's ever seen before with this stuff with kids. You're going to be amazed at what's going to come out. Also, too, there is an Etched in Stone for Men that was up, but we've taken it down because the winner's circle is paramount. It's a lot easier to get into budget-wise, and we wanted to do that first. We are going to have an Etched in Stone with four of the top women in training coming on here. There might even be a fifth one. That's going to be amazing, but the one with the kids, I want it to go national, just like the radio show, and I do believe in my heart of hearts it will. So stay tuned for all that. Well, as I said, we got the great Dr. William Wong in with us today, and I'm going to give you a little bit of information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and a World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. Talk about accomplishments. Dr. Wong, welcome back, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me back on board.
That is never going to be an issue here. Is there anything I missed? Give out websites.
Oh, you did fine.
Yeah, you got to give your websites out. I always forget.
Oh, all righty. You can hear me rant and rave and scream and yell and do whatever. Generally give out information between the ranting and the raving. At drwongradio.com, drwongradio.com. My written articles are at drwong.us, drwong.u is in United, S is in States. And my supplements are at drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome stuff, too, as I said. In fact, Stephen Santangelo said that he sends people your way. So, I mean, that's... Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's the idea. Dr. Wong, I'm not going to get into it, but Dr. Wong has been a friend of mine long before the show even come on. But as I've said before, I thank he and his wife, Michelle, for their generosity to me. And at some point, I will say what it all is. But right now, we're in the process of getting solvent and there's going to be a lot of people I'm going to be thanking, and I thank him and his wife and everybody else associated with here who have been very generous to me, not only with their time, but their supplements too. We're going to talk about a real interesting thing, I think, today, and I've never heard anybody talk about it. It's called fake aggression, and I'm just going to introduce it a little bit. I'm going to give it to Dr. Wong momentarily. But I've been noticing this all over the place. If it's not in sports, if it's not out in the street now, if it's not, obviously, you know, the political BS that is going on in this country, it just seems to be rampant all over. It's just like, it's as wild to me as all the stuff with the handheld devices all the time. Now, when I talk about fake aggression, you know, I see a lot of people, it looks like it's either choreographed or it's just some phony put on where it's like if you can't read it or smell it, you know, it's all bullshit to begin with. And, you know, coming from a background that I come from, and I can't wait to hear Dr. Juan, because if you didn't listen up to what I said about his background, he'll definitely tell us, I'm sure, even when he was a young man, you know, getting his ass kicked to and from school until he decided he had enough of that. But what I'm talking about with the aggression, when you go out and train, and I mean really, really physically train, and you've got to light your central nervous system up, among everything else, everything's got to be working in conjunction with each other. And I'm a very aggressive guy. And you got to be aggressive, especially if you want to go out and do some big things as I'm doing right now. But when I see this horse shit, you know, this phony stuff out on the field, on these shows, it's rampant, rampant, rampant. And it's like, I look at it and say, you wouldn't know what the hell aggression is if it hit you right in the head. I mean, and I'll tell you another thing I noticed about this fake aggression. It lasts about as long as when you, like, click your fingers together, it's gone. It's all show. It's all endorsement. It's all choreographed. And to me, it's just like everything else out there, especially with men. You're a bunch of pussies, the majority of you. It's all yours. I broke it in for you, brother. Take it.
Thank you. You know, I don't understand. Let me backtrack a little bit. We were brought up in a slightly different age, hell, a very different age. We were taught to be polite. We didn't get in anybody's space. We didn't get in anyone's face.
Yep.
Unless we really wanted to have a fight.
Yep.
And all these, especially these left-wing college kids now being triggered by being called what they actually are, a girl. Or a female, or, you know, you're a male, or whatever, using the wrong pronoun.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
You're either XX or you're XY. There ain't no choices in that.
Yep.
No. So, no. You know, calling you Miss, Ms, or whatever shouldn't trigger you, but all these people are now being triggered, yeah. And they get in your face and they scream, that's an invitation for me to bust your jaw.
Yep.
That's an invitation for me to take your head off of your shoulders and shit down your throat. Because that, getting into my space and yelling at me, is a very impolite thing to do. Mm-hmm. It shows that you have no regard whatsoever for my personal space. I'm supposed to care for your feelings.
Yeah.
Feelings, not more than feelings. And not trigger you, you shithead. No, these guys are triggered by anything. You wipe your ass the wrong way, they're fucking triggered.
Yep.
I mean, what the hell's wrong with these people? But mind you, they're all insane. And some of them, here's the priest in me saying this, some of them look like they're demonically possessed.
Yeah.
Mind you, Hillary's demonically possessed, but we won't go there. Okay. Maybe a little later. But so all of her minions are demonically possessed. All the left seems to be demonically possessed, and all these people are just yelling and screaming, and they're getting in you. And now, mind you, well, let's not call them men. The boy men.
Yep.
They're yelling at the top of their lungs, but they're doing it in a freaking soprano.
Yeah.
What? Didn't your mother feed you only soy?
Didn't
make any damn testosterone? No wonder you think you're a freaking girl.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They all got flat balls. That's all they got.
Empty.
Just
like a dog that's been neutered. There ain't nothing in there.
No, but you know what the thing is? And I got to believe, you know, we laugh about it, and we've talked about this on multiple shows. You know damn well they're full of estrogen because they act like a friggin' out of mind, out of body, I don't know what, and they're hysterical. And, you know, let me tell you something. You know, one thing I like about, you know, what you do, what I do, and I speak for you, and I'm going to get right back to you here, is I do believe you and I have quite a bit of discipline in us. We've been taught it.
We've
taught ourselves. And I see this constantly everywhere I go. This fake aggression, this getting in your face, it's this Hollywood-style demeanor. You know, turning around, looking back at you, looking at you like, you know, I can go to places and I know
you got in Texas, we'll get you shot.
That's what I'm saying. This is what the bad thing is that's going on here is, you know, my dad used to say this to me all the time, Doc. There's always going to be somebody a little bit better than you out there.
Yep.
And in today's world, you get in somebody's face and you act real aggressive and you go after an athlete. I'm talking someone that's been in whatever you do, whatever I do for a number of decades, for somebody that's gotten their face busted before, for somebody that's been rolled around in the mud or hit. I mean, I remember one night we were doing this for fun. All right, this is the wild asses that I hang with, and we haven't done it in a long time. This was probably about 15 years ago. I had these bamboo sticks, and we were training, and we got done with our training, and I can remember reading this article somewhere, and it said, if you really want to get your skin tough as hell, hit yourself with a bamboo stick, all right? Now, mind you, I got some pretty thick skin. In a lot of ways, all right? So we decide we're going to beat each other with sticks. And we had, you know, shirts had to come off. You know, I think it was summer, so we had shorts on, blah, blah, blah. Well, we beat each other so hard with sticks, not only did we have these huge welts, okay, but drew blood, literally, yeah. All right? Now, I'm going to just use this as an example, and I'm not saying to go and do it, but if you think you're tough enough, and we know we got listeners that do stuff like that, be my guest, all right? But I'm going to tell you right now, if you can sit there and take that shit, all right, and constantly take a beating like that, I don't want to meet up with any little pajama boy that comes over to me and starts any shit, okay? Because I got news for you. As my dad used to say to me all the time, and I tell you, Dr. Wong, I wish he could be on with us right now. It'd be hilarious. He used to say to me, Eric, other than your father and mother, and I don't even know now about that, but I understand, no one has a right to put their hands on you unless you tell them they can. I'll send right. it to you.
You know, before medicine became politically correct, before everything became politically correct, the behavior we're seeing now would have been attributed to menopausal dementia.
Yeah.
No, just excuse me, menopausal hysteria. Yep. Hysteria is what they used to call it. When the estrogen hormones are either flying or they're dipping, and they're so radically shifting.
Yep.
That women used to go nuts. 100 years ago, the thing to do was, while your wife was going through menopause, was to put her in a loony bin for a year. Now, that sounded terrible, and everyone thought it was really awful. Two women gynecologists in England did a study of outcomes of women going through menopause and women who were actually committed during menopause, and the women who were committed had better outcomes than the ones who stayed loose.
Wow. Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, because the hysteria is for real.
Yep.
So now we've got all these soy-eating babies out there,
yep.
All these flax-eating babies out there. They're all 20 and 30-somethings or they're late teens, and they think they're really hot shit, and they're really politically motivated, and they're going to resist, and they're going to fight.
Yeah.
And they're going to get in your face, but no one ever told them. Well, see, they get offended when you get into their personal space. So when they get in your face and they push you in the face, when you break their jaw, they get offended.
Yeah.
And then someone opens up one of those payment accounts, and they get to collect lots of money.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay for them to violate your space and violate your body and basically commit assault. The legal definition of assault is when someone who you don't want touching you touches you.
Yep.
Bingo,
yep.
That's it.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Now, these days, the world got so nuts, there was a gal, I think, in Ohio who was drowning. And some fella came up and saved her from drowning. She turned around and sued him for rape.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine
now,
this?
You know, he did not have sexual contact with her. He grabbed her body to pull her out of the damn lake and save her useless life.
Yeah.
But she sued him for rape because, well, he touched me.
Yeah. Well, I hate to break it to you, okay? If you're drowning, they're going to have to put their arms around you to save you. Hello. You know what it is? You know what it is, too? Seriously, and I'm going to say, and I mean this when I say this, the world has gone berserk. Okay?
It is.
And you know why? I'll tell you a number of reasons why, and I'll argue this with anybody. The first thing that happened here, and this was many, many years ago, was the breakdown of the nuclear family. Period.
Yes, exactly.
Okay? I don't care.
And the liberals planned it that way because it takes a village to control a mind.
Yeah, well, that you know something? What they've done now is basically turned out a generation, two, three, four generations psychopaths, right? Now, you know, obviously we've seen it all over the place. They've done and neutered the police departments down to pretty much where I figure if it keeps going, you know, they'll be lucky if they're carrying pea shooters anymore, right?
Have you seen what the English cops have to do to capture a Muslim terrorist or a Muslim criminal?
No, but
they can't zap them.
Yep.
They can't shoot them.
Yep.
Basically run around and as politely as they possibly can, they try to lay hands on them and stop them.
Yeah. And you know,
while they're getting their faces stomped in.
I was going to say, what's that going to get them? Killed. Period.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and you've seen it all over the United States. Now, look, I'm not going to say there aren't bad cops. There's bad in everything, all right? But it's nowhere near where it is now. But you know why everything's falling apart besides this fake aggression and this you know, we got to treat everybody this way and we got to be this way to everyone, is because the management and I've seen it a number of times. I see it right here in Albany where I live. They have no balls. And I mean that seriously. They don't care about their men and women. What they're afraid of is, number one, a lawsuit. Obviously, number two, they don't want to lose their pensions. And number three, they have no problem at all now taking an employee and just throwing them right under the bus. All right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you never see – look, I don't care – look, I'll put it this way. I see it just with my training. I mean, you're a Marine. You know the deal. You don't. You never leave your men behind. You don't.
Nope.
Now look, and I know the same thing. There's abuse and everything. All right, but here's what I do, this is where they really go wrong. What they do is they never punish the abusers. Okay, and they never. And I repeat, never. I see shit happening here. They don't fire people. So you leave this cesspool of people in to what you are doing or trying to accomplish. And what is it going to do? It's like anything. It's going to spread through the men and women. The morale goes down to nothing. And you know what? Pretty soon, nobody gives a shit what each other's doing. Nobody wants to be the person to blow the whistle. Nobody wants to lose their pension. Nobody wants to stand for anything. And you wonder why you're seeing what's going on in the, you know, I'm just going to state, well, the world you can see. I mean, once again, I don't want to get political here, but this all goes with this phony aggression.
It can't help but become political because
right. The
left engendered it.
Yeah. But
from the 60s, no, actually from the 50s onward,
yep. The
left engendered this entire dissolution of society.
Yep. I don't want to see this happen to kids. You know, you look over what happened in Manchester this week. Do you want to know why? Look, I'll give you my theory of it and the United States. I don't want to see anything that happened to those kids. I don't want to see that happen to anyone, all right? But two things, political correctness via all their phony baloney, and they let anybody in because they don't want to say no. Well, I got news for you. You're going to have the shit that you're going to have. And when you keep neutering down the people that are supposed to be protecting you, get ready, folks, because I'll tell you what, Andrew Cuomo, our governor here, the first thing he said is, we are going to put the state police on heightened alert and all this. Okay, that's great. But
yeah, but are you going to let them do anything?
That's number one. But number two, you are a sanctuary city everywhere. So you're letting anyone in here and stay here illegal. You're letting them vote.
They need the vote.
Right. That's it. And the thing,
liberals don't reproduce.
Yeah.
So you have to just farm in more liberals.
Well, that's good. But you know what he's doing? All his phony baloney shit of protecting and stepping up our protection is bull. Because when you got it, when you got
always.
When your door's wide open, it invites anybody you want in. So how do you take
liberals always need to depend on a society that is so dependent on government?
Yep.
That they're afraid that government's going to go away. All these folks who are so afraid, oh, the budget hasn't been voted on.
Yep.
Government's going to shut down. Oh, my God, what am I going to do about my pension, my Social Security, yep. my this, my that? Yep. Fuck that shit.
Yep.
Best thing in the world for the government to freaking shut down and never open the fuck up again.
Exactly. And you know what else, too? This is the whole thing. I always laugh. Hey, look, and I am very sympathetic to disabled. I mean, everyone knows about my brother. But I'll tell you right now. You know what government should be doing? They should be encouraging people to get back to work, to take the handcuffs off business, because that's all bull. That business can operate without polluting everything, without destroying everything. And you know what the nicest thing is? They're having a big battle right now. There's a hospital not far from me that's been closed, I think, since maybe the early 80s. So it's a big eyesore, blah, 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 blah. Well, they want to tear it down, and they want to put low-income housing in. The neighbors are going berserk. They don't want these people there. And you got to keep hearing the same old mumbo-jumbo. Well, you want me to tell you something right now? Here's the best thing of all. Put people to work. Get the hell out of the way of the private industry. And boy, oh boy, you'd have money pouring in to the government, all right?
But that would be capitalism.
Yeah.
And capitalism is bad. Because only socialists and communists are good.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? And it all leads back and rounds right back to the our carriage here. Fake aggression, fake baloney, fake noise, fake tears, fake this, fake that. But the problem is, like we saw, I mean, we're talking more about this stuff than ever. But if you've been following yesterday, the election, I believe it was a runoff in Montana, and supposedly the candidate there grabbed a reporter from what, you know, you don't know the whole story. You get 10 million stories. But this gentleman who was running, he was the Republican. His name was Gianforte. Supposedly grabbed this guy that kept sticking the mic in his face and really pushing on him. And they say he grabbed him by the neck and body slammed him.
Yay! Yeah.
But then you hear he didn't do it, but whatever. But my point is this, folks. I know, however, whoever you vote for, who you like, who you don't like is fine. Okay, that's up to you. But when you start attacking either candidates, which we've seen happen presidentially here, when you are attacking people just for their beliefs, all right? And if we remember, usually the people that are always spouting the most about it are the ones now that are attacking just people who have different beliefs. You got a big problem, because I'm telling you right now, man or woman, there's so much tension in the world right now. You know, people could look at you funny and you don't know what's going to happen. And when someone's up in your face, and as Doc said, and as my dad said, you never put your hands on anybody unless you know them and they say, okay, because if you don't, I can tell you, if you come up and grab me and I don't know you, chances are I'm going to put you right through the cement, all right? Because I look at life now in many different ways. I think life is the greatest thing ever. You have so many opportunities to experience so many things, but yet, it seems like a lot of times we're walking tight ropes now, and you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You could be anywhere now. Somebody has a head blowout, and they pull out whatever. They start shooting, or they attack somebody, or they're stabbing somebody, or they're not afraid anymore. They're not afraid because you know what? They got a thing right now in New York State they're talking about, which is insane among many things. They're talking now, I think it's Walmart that wants to do it. If you steal under $100 there, they will not call the police because they don't want to bother them. Do you hear what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Now you can walk into a Walmart, and I believe that's who it is, and you can steal under $100 and not getting prosecuted anymore. What the fuck has happened to the world? Tell me, what has happened? What's it going to be next? $500 limit? Do you realize what's going on here? It's not just this fake aggression. It's these standards that no one even has anymore. Well, we don't want to be bothered. Well, okay, so if there's someone has a heart attack and you call the 911, is it going to be, well, I'm eating lunch now right now. I don't want to be bothered. See, but we laugh. It's going to happen if we keep letting this shit go on. It's got to be stopped. Go ahead, Doc. Take it.
You know, if you've seen the movie Idiocracy, that's what we're heading for. Mm-hmm. You've got gals. You've got people like Bill Clinton's daughter writing children's books on how pedophilia is okay.
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
You've got her talking about how Muslim child marriage, marrying a girl who's 9 years old, relates to global warming. You have to be fucking insane to put the two together. If you resist Muslim pedophilia marriage, then you're creating global warming. How do you figure that?
Yeah.
You know, their linkages are insane.
Yep.
But see, these people don't need reason or rationale. They're working on straight emotion.
Yep.
They have been taught to react aggressively and violently, even though they don't have the cojones to really carry it out. And now they're training for resistance.
God. Good for them.
You know, how many of those people are going to shoot themselves in the foot or worse?
Yeah.
Hopefully all of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, more power to them when they come up against the combat vets. We'll see who's going to win. You know, so you've got all these people going nuts. You've got what I used to teach my martial arts students is that any fight, from a schoolyard fight to a really bad barroom brawl, can kill you.
Yep.
Any degree of concussion, any blow you take to the head, from a first-degree concussion to a third-degree concussion, can kill you. Mm-hmm. Now, most people don't die from first-degree concussions. God knows I've had about four or five of them.
Right.
I've actually also had third-degree concussions. And they're going to come back and bite me one day. But since any degree of concussion can kill, any altercation, any fight where you catch one in the head can possibly kill you. So any fight you have is a life or death situation. Once I got that across to my students, they never let themselves get hit again. Some of them, you know, I never took on a student that either wasn't already a black belt or a fairly high military. For example, one of my students was with two different special forces groups. Okay, I had a student who was a Navy SEAL, but most of them were already black belts in something. And you know, they would think about liability first. Oh my God, I'm going to get sued if I hurt this guy, and they wouldn't worry about them living through the altercation. Once I changed their thinking, they never worried about the lawsuit.
No.
They worried about living to get to the other side of the fight where they might get sued. If you don't survive the fight, you don't have to worry about getting sued. So since any degree of altercation can cause a concussion, since any degree of concussion can kill you, therefore every fight is a life or death situation, and you have to treat it that way. Now, one of these little, what do they call themselves, Antifa faggots, comes up to your face and starts pushing you and trying to punch you and trying to kick you and trying to hurt you. And he, you know, he may have a set of brass knuckles. He may have a stick. He may have God knows what.
Yep.
And he may just clock you and catch you just right and crush your sphenoid bone and change your the fluid balance in your brain and choke off part of it and either give you a stroke or kill you.
Yep.
Or the second he gets in your space and tries to touch you, you neutralize him, meaning you pound him into the fucking ground. And then all of his buddies around him, this is the Brooklyn rule. You get the mouth and you get the heavy. Every gang has a guy mouthing off and a guy who's the action man who the mouth tells, okay, Joey, beat him up. Okay, boss.
Yep.
Okay. You flatten the mouth, you flatten his action man, the rest of the crowd runs away.
You got it. Yep, you got it. You know what it is? It's just things have been very weakened in society. A lot of the laws are being neutered or not enforced anymore. And I think they pick and choose who they're going to prosecute and who they're not going to prosecute. And the thing right now that everybody's got to remember is this. No matter what, whether they're planning on doing something, whether it's this, like I talk about, this fake aggression, there's one thing always be cognizant of. Never take anything for granted, because any opponent is someone that you should always recognize. I don't care if they look feminine. I don't care if they look like a guy that could hurl kegs 100 feet. Take every opponent and take it serious, because what they might lack in strength, you know, people carry razor blades, knives, guns. You don't know, okay? So if this stuff happens with you, make sure you are ready to roll. And I'll go back to a number of things. Number one, make sure you are always as physically fit as possible. Even when you don't feel like it, do it. Do it. Secondly, we talked about this on multiple shows with Dr. Wong, and you can go to him and call him, and I know you'll talk to him. If not, he'll return your call. Is this. Make sure you're on good, solid products to keep your testosterone at the highest level you can have it naturally, obviously. Get plenty of sleep. Eat the best diet you can eat. And I all know, you know, we like things at different times. We fall off the wagon maybe for a day. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, and fill your head with good, solid material, whether you read, and you should try to read every day, whether you listen to tapes, whether you listen to stuff out on YouTube, surround yourself with things that are only going to influence you in a positive direction. Stay away from the television as much as you can. Cut it down and see if you can take and cut it down even to an hour a week. But I'll tell you this just from my own experience, and I've never been a big, big TV guy, all right? But I've watched TV in the past. And I can tell you this, since not only I've gotten into the business and, you know, I'm always getting ready for another training adventure somewhere, and, you know, reading a lot of the good books, listening to a lot of material with headphones, I can tell you right now, the only thing I'm really watching right now, and not a lot of it, I do like the Yankees. You know, I've always, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I like the Yankees. I can't last any more now, even 15 minutes in a game. I can't do it anymore because my head is buzzing with so many good things that I want in my life. And I'm going to tell you right now, bad thoughts are just as easy to repeat in your head as good thoughts. And when I'm last night, I don't know what was going on, whether I was dreaming it, whether I was half asleep, half awake. But there's this one thing I say at night before I go to bed, besides listening to about 15 minutes of something with my headphones. And I swear to you, the last three lines that I say three or four times after the whole short paragraph, every time it felt like either I woke up or whatever was going on, those three lines were being repeated in my head. It wasn't me saying it verbally. It was what I had said verbally for days. So what I'm saying, with all this stuff with the fake aggression, with all these soy boys, with all this political shit coming at you 24/7, with people just not being enduring towards you, not even caring, not holding a door for you, being rude, all these things. And I know it pisses us all off, because we live by a different code and standard. The only thing, I left you with a bunch of stuff there. Start living that way. You start living that way, I guarantee you, you're going to run into a lot less of this stuff. But if you do run into it, I would put my money on you every time. Doc, I know we're at time. Summarize everything. Give out any information. I'll give mine and hang on the line, please.
be careful in any physical confrontation. Any physical confrontation might be the end of you.
Yep.
Be aware that any fight you have, you could lose and you can die. Even what seems to be just a little street fight. But these people who are going apeshit in all the blue states these days. Notice it isn't happening in the red states.
No, nope.
Ain't happening in Texas.
Nope.
All these folks are going crazy. Best to keep yourself away from them, number one. But if you happen to find yourself amidst a crowd of these nuts, steel yourself up. Remember, maintain your personal space. Mm-hmm. Give out this aura that you screw with me, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, that aura alone will scare people off, especially the weenies. The bad guys can sure read it because bad guys only pick on the weak.
Yep.
You notice all these kids going around playing that game where they sucker punch someone. They only pick on the weak.
Yep.
They only pick on people they know they can take. They don't pick on the guy who's 6'2", built like Hercules.
Yep.
So since any degree of altercation can cause a concussion, and any degree of concussion can kill you, be sure that you're fit, be sure that you're strong, be sure that you're ready, be sure that you're aware of everything around you, 360 degrees, beware environment, look up Colonel Jeff Cooper's color code. The government stole the color code, didn't quite do it right. Colonel Cooper had it right. Read about his color code from white to red. Always walk around in a yellow or an orange. Never walk around in a white. Train well, train hard, train to be deadly. Most of the martial arts these days are made for sport. They yeah. have left out for the last 40 years, and I wrote about this. They left out all the deadly techniques to the point where even the black belts, the senior black belts, don't even know they ever had any deadly techniques.
Oh.
Go find them.
Yep. Yep.
And learn them. You know, your average Navy SEAL has the equivalent of an orange belt in martial arts. That's all they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? They are so aggressive. They are so forward. They are so hard charging. Orange belt's all they need.
That's right.
So put all this package together. Supplement well, as Eric said. Build up your testosterone. Minimize your estrogen. Think right. Study right. Be one of the only sane people on the planet. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because when all those folks self-destruct, or when the Russians do us a favor and nuke most of the blue states, then you'll get to put the planet back together again. You will have survived. Your family will have survived. You will be unscathed. And we'll get to rebuild and make everyone polite and nice and strong all over again.
I agree. I agree. And I think it's going to be sooner than later.
Amen.
I really do. You know, it goes with the world. It goes with anything you do. It goes with each of us individually. You can only push that envelope so hard for so long. Something's got to give. That's normal. That is the way the world is. And you just can't keep pushing on people. And as they said, in Josie Wales, when the colonel or the captain or the general, he said to Fletcher, he said, "I'm gonna commission you, Fletcher, to go after this Wales." And he said, "Senator," oh, he was a senator. He said, "Senator, he'll be waiting for us." He goes, "Good, hound him, the kingdom come." And he says like this, and this is where this all goes right now. Let me be, let Wales be. And if you ever watched the movie Josie mm-hmm. Wales, and if you haven't, go out and watch it. You will see what Josie Wales did. And if you like Clint Eastwood, I'll say this without any trepidation at all, that's my favorite movie he ever did. And I know everybody knows Dirty Harry's and all that, and they were great. It does not match Outlaw Josie Wales. Believe me. And he's done masterpieces. I watched a movie yesterday. I don't remember the name of it. Well, it was a Charles Bronson movie, and it was Henry Ford. And and the girl in it was one of the most beautiful women. It was a spaghetti movie. I'm just going to try to bring this up quick and see if I can grab it. And I bet you'll know the name. Let me see. It was an awesome movie, and I never ever saw it. And I want to buy the movie itself. Let me see.
Is it Red Sun?
No. Let me see here. Henry Ford. It was called Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't ruin the movie on anybody. And I think I want to say the name might have been Claude Cardinale. She was unbelievable. That was the movie that just came up. If that came into your phones, it was. I would tell anybody to go out and get it. It's an old spaghetti western. I think it was 1969. I'm a big Bronson fan to begin with. Unfriggin' believable. And I'll tell you what, if you like that kind of stuff and not pajama boys, you're going to love that shit. Believe me, for sure. But, Doc, I didn't mean to interrupt. Keep going.
No, it's okay. No. The best part of Josie Wales is the dialogue between Josie Wales and the Comanche chief.
Oh, that was good. Yep.
Listen to what they're saying.
Yep.
Listen to why they're doing what they're doing. Listen to what motivates them, because remember what Josie Wales started off as. He was a farmer.
That's all he was, yep.
And he was severely abused.
Yep.
And his family was murdered.
Yep.
And then he turned himself into this one-man killing machine. Easy to find him. He leaves dead men everywhere.
That's funny. Yeah, that was that clown Red Legs that he got at the end, and I love that man.
That's
you know
right.
What? You know what other part I love too? And I know it was a small part, but it was great. I loved it when he went to the general store and Granny Hawkins was in there.
Yes.
They're going to heal and tar you, Josie Wales. She was bad as hell. I used to love when he said, "And I reckon so, man." You know, that, and when they got across and they gave Red Legs and everybody the old Missouri boat ride. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Carpetbagger, we call this the Missouri boat ride. Because he's like, "Do you think you're going to shoot all those men, Josie Wales?" You know, it was a, yeah.
When he had a Browning M250, yeah, he could have.
Holy God, man. I mean, you talk about just... I don't know, and you know when he's got the chief with him, and that, and I guess we got to take that old red bone dog, and he spits on his head and he growls at him, but it's like he's got this cast of characters that are with him, and yeah, I would tell anybody, get that movie, get
you know,
that
when you're as solid and well grounded,
yep,
as Clint Eastwood made Josie Wales in that movie,
yep.
You begin to develop a following. You begin to develop a family.
Yep.
And people congregate around you because they know that you're secure.
Yep.
You're not one of these little flaky boys.
Yep.
They're safe around you.
Yep.
Now, guys, listen to this. Women love to feel safe around their men.
Yes, they do.
They're supposed to protect their women.
Yep.
Not these days when the... Oh. You know, let me not even go there. I don't have the time. But... So, Josie Wales is a prime example of the individualist who all of a sudden becomes a communalist because people just accrue around him. He doesn't want them.
Nope.
He wants to be the loner.
Yep.
Fighting off into the sunset, but people feel safe around him. A community develops around him. And what does he do? He protects them.
You bet he does, man. Yep.
Think about that.
Yep.
They don't teach that anymore.
No, they don't. Nope. Because you're going to constantly hear that, you know, I don't need this and I don't need that and this and that and the other thing. And when you hit 35, you're no longer buying shoes. Suddenly you want to have a family and nobody wants you anymore. As I've heard women say before, and I remember this girl I went to college with, I'd love to know what happened to her. I remember saying, oh, I don't need to go out with anybody. I don't need a man to validate me. Well, who's asking to validate anything about you? And that might be cute when you're like 19, 20 in college. It ain't cute when you're 40 anymore.
You see all those gals on Facebook worrying about why they haven't had dates.
There you go.
Why all the guys, you know, that they're looking at are real jerks. That's because all the good guys are taken. Sorry.
Bet your ass. And the good guys don't want you.
That's right.
And you
they
know,
don't want flakes like you. They want solid, dependable women.
Yeah.
Women who thought they could play the game until they were 35, 40, and then settle down and have a family when you're just about to hit frickin' menopause.
Yeah, ain't going to happen. You know what? I got thinking something else you said, too, which was a great part, when they said, Jane Blue Lightning, move a muscle, twitch a finger, I'll blow your guts right against the wall, man. And they tried to get him. And we'll finish up, but my buddy Richie that I used to train with, loved that movie, big Eastwood fan. Do you know that he took that, because at first, you know, it came out on a VCR. Eastwood literally flipped those pistols around when he flipped them around and shot those two clowns in that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Border agent shift.
I didn't know. Those are heavy guns. Those weren't like
props.
They
were Walker Bulldogs, yes. Those are Walker Colts. The Walker Colt was the most powerful handgun up to the creation of the 44 mag.
God dog, man. And, you know, he kept freezing it, and he flipped it because I figured somebody said, that was all trick photography.
Mm-hmm.
No way, dude. He did that, man. He was a bet, and he had those other two. Now I'm going to have to watch
you come
it
to Texas, I'll show you how to do that.
I will. I'm going to come to Texas. I keep thinking now. Now I'm thinking about late what was his name? Benny, come up. We got ourselves a Josie Wales, man. I was like, now I got to watch it tonight. Thanks, Doc. That's good. I don't mind. That's a good thing. Why don't you give out your websites, and I'll give my stuff out, and we'll finish up today.
All righty. Folks can listen to me rant and rave, my podcasts and my lectures at drwongradio.com. They can read my writings on health, on martial arts, and on spirituality at drwong.us, drwong.united states. And folks can look at the supplements at drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Check out the Winner's Circle. I'm telling you right now, it's one of the best products I've ever seen out there, and I've got a ton of great stuff coming out. We already talked about, if you go out there and get it, you've got an opportunity. If you like Dr. William Wong, we will contact him. You'll have to get a hold of me through Facebook, and I will send all the information to him. Do not contact him. Martin Janzik's the same way. It's all going to go through me. I don't want them being anything sent to them until I contact them, and then we'll go from there, which will make it real easy. We got Douglas Graham and we got David Whitley. I mean, you got four of the best of the best. So go out, look it over. You get the 12, and you get a 13th one for free, and it's going to be a catalog that I'm going to keep building on because it's all the training stuff I do. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot more stone information, sandbag information, all the stuff I'm doing with the spinal erectors, a lot of stuff I'm doing with hanging dumbbells, on and on and on. I mean, there is plenty. I could probably put at least five more downloads out there for the product right now. Easily, we could probably be up to 18, but we've got to sell the first 12 to start adding on. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said in the beginning, go out and look at the 2 years of work Dr. Wong and I've done. If not, it's close. I got news for you. Because we're at least about 683, 4 or 5 downloads already in a little over 2 years, which is unheard of. So go out and check all that encyclopedia of information. We've been asking for donations. We want to get at least $1,000 a month. We aren't even close this month, but I thank everybody for anything you've contributed. But we do need your help. You can send it to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We've put out a lot of good stuff. We've helped out a lot of people. I don't mind that at all. But we need some help, and I'd really appreciate anything you could do. I really do, and it will be used strictly for the show, and we're just going to keep growing and growing the show. Also, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. 5-star review is what we've gotten. We appreciate that. If there's a show you'd like Dr. Wong and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, AHA, AHA, that's our directory. All the new cars have the capability of podcasting, and there is aftermarket stuff out there now for radios. You go out to that directory and get Motivation Muscle 24/7 streaming into your car. I'll leave you with a multitude of things. Someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. It'll change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, pull it, press it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as a Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in blood red, domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. There is. And everyone knows that. And we are the biggest tea factory on planet Earth, believe me. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor, who it's coming up on 3 years. We lost him to cancer. He'd walk every patient in the door. Keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on your best, worst, whatever day you are, you will smile because I am right now. And I thank God for John, my dad, Frank, and Jimmy. Of course, there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about these men. Great, great people also. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. Join the family. Join the revolution. As the great Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you and we got your back. No one I ever hear says things like that, but we're extraordinary, not ordinary. That's why we do what we do. Dr. Wong, obviously, it's always my pleasure and it's always an honor to have a guest and a friend and a family member on here. That's the real deal. That's supported my ass for a long time, and I can't tell you how much it's appreciated, and I will come to Texas. I can guarantee you that.
Good deal, at some Eric. Point. Look forward to it. I look forward to teaching you the border agent shift.
I love that, man, because we can play. We'll have Josie Wales playing in the background.
That's there you go.
That would be great. And we got, you know, bourbon and cigar. In fact, make it quick. There was a place up near Lake George, for anybody that doesn't know. It's a huge resort, beautiful, up in the mountains, beautiful water, the whole deal. There was a shop there that sold some of the best bourbon I ever had, some of the best coffee I ever had, and they had the same cigars that Josie Wales used and smoked in all his spaghetti westerns. So not being a smoker, I adopted smoking for about 2 weeks in Lake George. We had a blast, man, I swear to God. Good stuff, good stuff. But Dr. Wong, thanks, and obviously we'll have you on soon, sir.
Thank you. God bless. Be well, Eric.
Thank you, Doc. So for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. Like I said, we will have him on very shortly. This show goes up after my dinner, which is going to be in about a half an hour. So I'll have this right up. So everybody, obviously today's Friday. I always say you got 7 days, 6 days to do great. You got 2 more.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.